boy talk. Girls run the world. It's time for the broadcast. Welcome to another edition of The Broadcast. I am Vicky Barcelona.
Taryn Daly in the house.
Woo! And we have some awesome, badass ladies in the studio today with us. We have Jocelyn Jaws LaFleur. LaFleur? Did I say that right?
Close enough.
Yay!
LaFleur.
See, I know, like, I practice it in my head 100 times, and then when I go to do it, it's just like,
like, I got it.
We also have, out of my way, Jessica Gray. How's it going?
It's going good.
I love that nickname. So many.
And we also have, I'll call you Princess. So I think that's what everyone said. Princess Nicole Pollard.
Pollard.
Yay. And you guys are in studio because you guys reached out to us and you do something that's pretty freaking badass. And I'm kind of jealous.
I'm so jealous.
I'm a little scared, to be honest. I don't think I'd actually do it just because I already drive terrible. But tell us a little bit of what you guys do.
We race figure eight.
Yeah.
It's now, so cool.
For those who don't necessarily know what goes into figure eight, because there's just so much going on, like, what exactly do you guys do when you race? Like, is there different divisions, or what does that all entail?
Well, I mean, we all race different stuff. We all three race figure eights together, the Stinger eights, you know, so we go in at eight, and, well, there's an intersection, so sometimes it works, sometimes it doesn't.
Yeah, because I went, it's been a couple of years, but I went and watched the figure eights, and I just sat there the whole time like, oh my god, they're going to hit, oh god, no. And I don't actually think we saw a bad accident or anything like that, but there were some very close calls.
It's a lot bigger than it looks. I mean, yeah. You get out there and it's a really big space and it looks small for the fans, which is great.
Yeah. What made you get into this in the first place? Like, because according to people, this is a guy's thing, which I honestly don't believe. If a girl's doing it, it's not a guy thing.
Yeah, no, not at all.
No, but what made you go into it?
Stupidity.
That is always a great thing. Stupidity and maybe some tequila right now.
The adrenaline.
Yeah.
Adrenaline.
Well, how old were you guys when you started, or...
15.
20-something.
18.
Dang. So you were this age when you started doing figure eights?
I started like a couple years later, maybe like 16 or 17, something like that.
But as little girls, you liked going fast, yes?
Yeah. Well, I grew up watching my uncle race figure eights.
Awesome.
So that's where
it's in your
I
blood.
It.
Yeah.
And I raced quads when I was like 9 or something, so
damn.
I've always been driving something with wheels.
Nice.
And how about you, or did you have a family member as well, or did you just say, okay, I know you're my brother, I'm going to get you out of my big wheel or something, or out of your big wheel, and I'm going to play with this.
Well,
you can have my dolls.
I was fight to watch.
Her dad made her.
Yeah, I was getting a few speeding tickets, and I was making my dad kind of mad at me, so he was like, he found a car through a family friend, and he's like, you're going to the racetrack, and
that's
never
awesome.
Left.
He just
never
put you
left.
There. He's like, here you go. Was he trying to do it as a punishment, or what was he trying to do there?
Give me something to do.
That's awesome. Yeah.
Bonding, I guess.
That's really cool. Way to go, Dad.
Because, like, I mean, like, now I feel so not badass, because with my dad, it was just comic books, so...
My dad was always music, forcing me to play alto saxophone. I'm like, I wish he would have forced me to drive a fast car.
But what is actually, since we were talking about accidents and crashes, like, what is the craziest thing you've been in or you've witnessed?
Well, mine was a couple races ago.
Ooh.
Oh, yeah.
And you're walking, that's good.
I'm walking, but I do have cracked ribs.
Oh, God.
Oh, my God.
And that was the worst one I've ever been in. It was an intersection hit, and some guy thought that he was going to cut a hole between actually me and her husband. Her husband races too.
Yeah, so my husband get hit by a car was amazing.
Oh my God! That's so crazy.
That's like, I hope, yeah. Oh, he's just to be like, look, listen, this is what I have to deal with. She thinks it's awesome. I'm in pain.
Oh,
she's so mean.
I can hit him with a car and cops don't get called.
He got knocked out.
Oh my God.
That should be the slogan, by the way.
Yeah.
So he got knocked out.
And
oh my God.
Both guys. So the dude hit her husband, and then I hit the dude. And so they had to actually, my bumper came off my car, embedded into the other guy's car.
No.
Yeah.
So that's
a
pretty fast crash.
Yeah, it was pretty bad.
Oh my gosh. And if you crack ribs, I mean, that affects everything. Breathing, laughing, like everything.
Sleeping.
Hurts.
Oh, sneezing.
Sneezing. Oh my gosh. Horrible. Horrible.
Yeah,
laughing.
You poor thing.
Well, you actually have some races coming up in May. The next one is May 2nd. 60 Minutes of Fear. What is that about?
Well, that's the Outlaw class, which is the bigger figure eight cars.
Dang.
We race the four-cylinder ones, but yeah, it's 60 minutes of straight intersection.
Oh my goodness.
And are you gonna race for that even with the cracked ribs? You're like, nope, I gotta do it.
Oh yeah, I race with
she the
cracked ribs.
She already raced with them.
Yeah.
This isn't the first
crazy.
Time.
This isn't the first rodeo.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, you can check out the whole schedule and everything you need to know at evergreenspeedway.com. What I was wondering is so Taryn and I, there's very few girls here at the radio station, so we've kind of experience like, okay, there's the dude mentality. Luckily, we have such a great family here to where we don't ever feel like, oh, you're the girls. But we have seen it in our industry. So I was curious, do you guys ever feel like anything, any flack from the dudes at all? Or do they just treat you like another racer? Or has anybody ever said anything negative towards you? Or what are some of the things you've had to face with that?
I think because I raced a lot of other tracks too, because I do a lot of the bump to pass stuff. So, I mean, other tracks, they'll be like, oh, let's get the skirt and whatnot.
But, oh, my goodness.
But at home, you know, they know us. We've been around for, you know, a decade now. So it's just like, oh, you know, get the bitch out of the way. And they'd say that about the guys, too. So
yeah. Get that bitch out of the way.
Well, we know bitch can be male or female. Guys are bitches sometimes, too. Ask a lot of my exes.
I know a lot of, yeah. A lot of guys are bitches.
Yes. I think we've had to prove ourselves more.
Yeah. Definitely.
Yeah, it kind of seems like, you know, if we do something good, we get three times the praise. If we do something, you know, crappy, we get three times the slack for it.
Yeah.
Because she's a girl.
Oh, yeah, because she's a girl.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It's like, but then when you do something awesome, you're like, ha, I just kicked your ass and I'm a girl. So suck it.
That must feel really good.
It does. I have a shirt that says you just got passed by a girl.
Yeah. I have the same sweatshirt.
Oh, yeah. I love that. That's so awesome. One, like, I would say, you know, for Vicky and I, within this building, we're very supported by the guys, but sometimes it can be the listeners.
Yes.
So for you guys, maybe it would be the fans.
Yeah.
Is that sometimes something that you have to deal with, or like fans being a little bit?
They're more shocked. Like during autograph session, they're like, oh my gosh, you're the driver? I'm like, yeah, what were you expecting?
Oh my
gosh. Yeah.
So one of my like clearest memories from, I went to Monster Jam at the Tacoma Dome for my birthday when I was like probably 17 or 18. And I remember this monster truck was out there just doing like it was during freestyle, and this car was whipping around and doing or truck I should say whipping around doing crazy things, and people were just losing their minds. So then this car's truck is spinning on its back wheels up in the air, like doing like a wheelie, and then went back down on all four. Driver gets out of the car, pulls off the helmet, shakes her hair
like slow mo,
and everyone went insane. And I was like, hell yeah, like it was like one of those, like, you know,
like you see out of a movie,
women, you know, moments in my life. And I just remember that so clearly, and I thought that was the cool. And then I was like, okay, I'm gonna be a monster truck driver now. Like, that's gonna be my job.
Like, when I picture you guys, and I picture you guys coming out of there out of your car, I remember the Lord of the Rings scene where she's like, he's like, no man can defeat me, but I am no man. It's like just total badassery right there.
Yes. Here's something I want to know. What do you drive outside of here? Like, what are your cars that you drive on the road?
Oh. Mine's a 10-year-old Ford.
Oh. Yeah. Domestic.
Yes.
Oh, Ford.
Yep.
I have three. I got a 78 Camaro, and then a 77 Chevy Stepside, and then I have a little puddle jumper Jeep that I drive everywhere.
Nice. I'm going to ride with you, girl.
I have a 15-year-old Kia.
Nice.
But it's freaking, I put efficient. A lot more money forever. In my race car than I do my street car.
It's kind of like, I was going to say, like, I know girls that model or girls that do this or that, and they'll, like, you see them in their pictures, and they, you know, dolled up in the most expensive and prettiest of makeup and hair dye and everything, like clothing, but then you see them regularly, like, hey, I just wear sweatpants.
So
it's
like,
it's like, why am I going to put all the effort? It's like, no, it's for the shoots or for whatever the main thing is. So I totally get you.
Oh, yeah.
No, but okay, if you could have a dream car, like, to just, you know, your commuter car, dream car, you have enough money for gas, don't worry about that. What would it be?
Oh, an older Dodge Challenger.
Oh, yeah. Super sexy.
What color?
Yeah. Black.
Wait, black. Flat or?
Flat black.
Yes. I like it.
Bel Air.
Nice.
I feel like a total loser with my little convertible here.
Like an old Army Hummer.
You want an old Army Hummer?
Yeah.
That I would drive the hell out of one of those, too.
It just seems so fun.
Well, I'm so, like, I don't know. Whenever I drive a bigger car, because I have a small, like, down on the ground kind of a car, when I drive a big car, I just feel so intimidated. Like, it's just, I feel like I'm gonna crash or,
oh yeah,
not crash, mainly because I'm afraid I'm gonna, like, with my little car, I'm worried about a squirrel or a mouse. With a bigger car, I feel like I'm gonna hit a deer and not notice it.
And you're so, and she's tiny. I don't know that you can reach the pedals on a big
not
car,
really,
because you're just so whittle.
Yeah, it doesn't work very well for me.
What did that just mean? Oh, you know what car I'm obsessed with? In the movie Dazed and Confused, the orange GTO.
Yep.
You know, every time that car comes out, I get a little Something all happens in my pants. I don't know what it is. Just being honest. Just being honest.
Some lady would. Do you guys ever have any like friendly or non-friendly rivalries on the tracks with anybody? Male or female or
anybody that's in front of you?
Yeah. Like, I mean, not saying it's wrestling, I think, but you know, wrestling's like, okay, you're my enemy. Like, we got beef. So when you race, it's like even extra sweeter when you beat them. Anybody like that you have, or is it with each other or your spouse?
Used to. I had a guy spit on me and try to punch me.
Yeah. Oh my god!
He ran across the track at me.
Wow!
Tried to punch me through my car and spit on me.
Wow.
Yeah. What
so now you always
that?
Want to beat his ass.
Yeah, well, I was fine. He could punch me. I had my helmet on. I was like, go for it.
You're going to break your damn hand, you moron. Right?
But once he spit on me, I was like ripping my seatbelts off. I'm like, yeah,
just spit on me. He just spit on me.
Assault. Oh, yeah. Yes. I was pissed.
I hate him.
I hope you headbutted him with your helmet on, dude. That's what he deserves.
No, we got separated.
It was chaos in the pits after that one.
And with your husband also racing, are you guys rivals? Like, do you love beating him, or does that happen?
That's a given.
It happens all the time. Honestly.
Yes.
Do you ever come home and, like, he's just like, hey, baby, I want some love. And he's like, no, I'm not feeling it right now. Just leave me alone. I don't feel like it.
Like,
I don't feel
sexy.
He's like, I don't feel sexy. Just be like, all right, I have this. This will satisfy me for tonight.
We were recently, I was talking with my boyfriend about men who live in the shadows of their wives, like Dolly Parton's husband, or like, you know, Joan Jett's husband. You know,
some people might
Pat
even
Benatar's husband. All these, there's another example.
Yeah, yeah.
You're the girl in the spotlight. I love it.
Some people even say Brad Pitt's in the shadow of his wife sometimes.
Oh yeah,
but
I would think so.
Yeah, he's gotten older. I mean, he still looks. He's aged like fine wine, but he's still no young Brad Pitt.
No,
just saying.
And Angelina, like, she kind of rules the world.
Yeah, she's directing
that
everything
that he lives
right
in.
Now. It's like babies. But outside of racing, what is some of the activities you guys love to do? Like hobbies, or is it all about racing? Is that your life?
In the summertime, it's all about racing. Yeah. So, it is. Yeah, it consumes a lot of time.
It's a lot more than just going out on a Saturday night. It's
all week long, preparing the cars, fixing the cars.
Yeah.
Do you have to ever, like, what do you have to do to mentally prepare? Because I know you have to obviously fix the car, make sure it's running at top performance. But what do you guys have to do to mentally prepare?
Nurse my hangover, generally.
My kind of ladies right here.
I love it. Like, as far as, like, the celebration afterwards, what kind of parties do you guys throw or get invited to? Or, like, what? How do you celebrate after a race?
Because we know
Fireball.
I'm coming over.
Lots of Fireball. Because I was going to say, that's very close to how Radio people celebrate. We're not even celebrating anything. We didn't, like,
we didn't do anything.
The week's over. We made it. Let's drink more.
We still have our jobs. Yeah.
Awesome. Yeah, actually, that's not water she's drinking. That's pure vodka.
Straight vodka.
Yeah. It's only 10 a.m. or something.
I did do duck fart shots last night. Do you guys ever do duck farts?
Yeah,
what's a duck fart?
Duck farts are, it's Crown, Kahlua, and Bailey's. It's like a delicious whiskey milkshake.
That just sounds like a bad night to me.
Good.
Like a good bad night. Like,
so good.
Okay, good
it's
night,
Crown,
bad morning.
The Crown hangover is not a bad hangover.
No.
No hangover is a good hangover, but the Crown is not bad.
All right, what I'm curious about, what is, aside from the racing, so I'm assuming when you say, oh yeah, by the way, I'm a racer, people are like, what? Like, that's a little surprising. What is something else that people would be surprised to hear about yourselves? I know it's not a racing question, but it's...
I work with kids.
Really? Like, what do you do with working with kids?
Well, I work at Hand in Hand. It's a safe place for abused and neglected kids.
Well, that's awesome.
I love
mean, not that they're, you know,
right,
but
right.
That you're doing the work. That's
Hand
really
in
awesome.
Hand is what it's called?
Yeah.
Awesome.
And, like, what has been the most either challenging or rewarding part about doing that kind of stuff?
Every kid that comes in, you're like, okay, I can't see anything worse. And then the next kid comes in and it's a story that's even worse.
Wow.
Yeah.
So you have a big heart.
Thanks.
Yeah.
But I'm assuming you have, like, it's nice to go out on the racetrack and just let all that frustration out.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, well, screw the world. Like, screw everybody that's awful.
People are more surprised that I work with kids than racing cars.
Yeah.
Really?
Because I'm a bitch. I am. And so racing cars isn't surprising. It's working with kids that is.
That's awesome. I love hearing that you do that.
What is something surprising about the rest of you ladies?
I'm a super closet nerd.
Ooh, okay.
Vicky has a lady boner for you right now. So bad, just so you know.
What kind of nerdy stuff?
Like super RPGs, like Final Fantasy, like
nice.
You know, really ghetto stuff, old Pokemon stuff. I actually have a tattoo of a drunk Pikachu on my hip.
Please let me see.
Vicky dresses up like Pikachu all the time.
I have a Pikachu onesie that I wear sometimes. It gets really hot, but it's totally worth it. Well, if you want to show me after the podcast, I'd be very appreciative of that. but that's awesome. Sorry, I love nerds. What about you, Nicole?
I go hunting.
What do you hunt?
Fishing. Deer and elk.
Hmm. Have you killed your own?
I've got one deer.
Nice. That's awesome.
Oh,
you
my
go,
God,
girl.
That's Pikachu drunk. Yes.
I like that he was burping too. Burp.
That is awesome. You just made Vicky's whole day.
Like, was that just like a random, like, I'm just going to go get it today? Or was that something you were planning?
Sadly, I planned it.
I think that's even better. Because if it's the drunk one, it's like, oh, you're just an idiot when you're drunk. But if you planned it, you're like, nope, I'm an idiot always. And I love it. That's because I've
had.
Two of
my four tattoos were drunken tattoos. I mean, I like them, but it's like, dude, be sober next time, girl. Be sober. You can do it.
Note to self.
Yeah. Does anybody else have any drunk tattoos?
No. Or just tattoos in general?
Tattoos. Yeah.
Okay, so we love tattoos. I have a bunch. You can't see them because I'm fully clothed right now. And I have to pull my pants off. And HR would have to get involved. What tattoos do you guys all have?
I have racing flags on the back of my neck.
Oh, that's
like
awesome.
Like cross like this?
Mm-hmm. Like an X for those people listening at home.
Oh, I love that.
You're
so cool.
Do you guys have any other? Do you have racing themed tattoos or
our foot?
Oh yeah, we have a figure eight on our foot.
You all each three do?
No,
just us two.
I just have them.
Did you get them together?
Yeah.
Oh, that's
where did
awesome.
You go?
In Same. Indiana.
Oh, in Indiana! Damn, were you back for like a big race?
A 3-hour championship figure eight race.
Damn.
So we weren't. She raced it.
Yeah, I raced it and. And so we had it, you know, remember it. So
yeah.
What other way to remember it other than the tattoo?
Oh my gosh.
I went
that's
along
so
for
awesome.
Support.
Yeah.
If there's anything you could say to the young ladies out there, you know, either preteen or teenagers or even like women in their 20s or 30s that have considered doing something like this and are too intimidated or too nervous to do it, what would you tell them?
Just do it.
It's simple as that.
Put your balls on the dashboard and go.
Yep.
Yeah.
That's what my dad told me a bunch of times.
That's awesome.
That's actually really cool. But yeah, thank you so much for joining us, ladies. And again, evergreenspeedway.com. Check them out. Race and like go get their autographs and see these badass ladies race.
Yes. I can't wait. I want to come and watch you guys like immediately because it's been a while since I've been out to the Speedway.
Did you guys into a grudge match?
What is
a grudge match?
Borrowed cars and you guys can all go race.
Shut up!
That
would fulfill so many fantasies. Because like I have a buddy that races up at Skagit Speedway. He does sprint cars and just sitting in his car, I get so excited. So that would be when do these grudge matches happen?
Well, I have
the calendar.
It's something I'd have to talk to the owners, Doug and Tracy on.
So wait, is it Doug Hobbs?
Yeah, Doug Hobbs.
All right, Doug and Tracy Hobbs. Yeah, back in one of my former radio positions, I knew the Hubses.
Yeah, sure.
I'm glad to know they're still running the show over there.
Yeah,
they're doing a great job.
Awesome. Shout out to Doug and Trace.
Evergreenspeedway.com, guys, and thank you, ladies, for joining us.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Yeah, drive safe.